The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and impaired. Hello, this is Jim Cronin from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I shall be reading you from Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Okay, the first article today is The Eyes Are the Prize. Interesting. How to protect them and preserve your vision. We watch our salt and fat intake to protect our hearts. We exercise to take calcium to protect our bones. We lather on sunscreen to protect our skin. But what we can do to protect our eyes? Turns out quite a lot. We asked experts what lifestyle steps people should take to protect their vision and eye health. First of all, spring for some quality shades. Protecting the eyes from ultraviolet light, sunlight, is very important, says Essen Alpec, MD and ophthalmology professor at Johns Hopkins University. It is one of the biggest things in our environment to have an impact on our eyes. Ultraviolet light has been shown to have an effect on cataract development and macular degeneration. To shield your eyes, wear sunglasses certified to block out 99 to 100% of the UVA and UVB light. Surprisingly, dark lenses aren't necessarily the most protective. In fact, if the lenses are dark but not UV protected, that's worse for your eyes. Because when you're looking through dark lenses, your pupils dilate, which lets more UV light inside to do damage, says Dr. Akpek. And some sports glasses. You don't have to be doing construction or factory work to need protective eyewear. Gardening, yard work, home repairs, and sports all pose the risk of trauma to the eye. The American Academy of Ophthalmology recommends sports glasses with polycarbonate lenses, which resist shattering, and eye protectors that have been tested to meet the American Society of Testing and Materials standards. I see people who have been gardening lean forward and gotten poked in the eye by a branch, says David Grover, MD, an ophthalmologist at Glaucoma Associates of Texas, or people working in the yard with weed whackers or lawnmowers that have caused objects like rocks to hit them in the eyes. Take a break from screens. The AAO says there's no scientific evidence that light from electronic screens damages the eyes, but staring at a screen can leave eyes fatigued and may even blur vision. The National Institutes of Health recommends taking a break every 20 minutes to look at something about 20 feet away for 20 seconds. Glasses that block blue light don't seem to do the trick, according to multiple source studies, says Dr. Akpek. One reason for eye fatigue during screen use is that people tend to blink less when staring at computer screens, and that can lead to dryness. One of the best ways to prevent that is hydration with water. 4 or 5 glasses a day, says Dr. Grover. If you still feel your eyes are dry or getting tired, or your vision is occasionally blurred, use a lubricating eye drop. Eat for your eyes. Research shows that foods rich in vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, lutein, zeaxanthin, and omega-3 fatty acids are linked to lower risk for age-related macular degeneration, cataracts, and maybe even dry eye. For omega-3 fatty acids, look for fish like salmon, tuna, and halibut. For lutein and zeaxanthin, eat dark leafy greens like spinach, kale, and collard greens. For lots of vitamin C, grab citrus, strawberries, tomatoes, red and green peppers, and broccoli. For vitamin E, choose peanuts, almonds, sunflower seeds, avocado, pumpkin, and asparagus. For zinc, good sources are beef, fortified cereals, and especially oysters. You can skip supplements that claim to boost eye health, says Dr. Grover. Stop those bad habits. First, the obvious. Smoking isn't just bad for your lungs. It can harm your eyes, too. Smoking is terrible, says Dr. Akpek. It causes dry eyes, makes thyroid eye disease worse, and correlates with severe macular degeneration. Smoking also increases the risk of cataracts and can harm the optic nerve. Also, try not to rub your eyes. Rubbing makes inflammation worse, says Dr. Akpek. The more you rub, the more itchy your eyes will get. And rubbing has been linked to thinning and bulging of the cornea, can lead to infections. Instead, take medication or use drops for allergies or dry eye, says Dr. Grover. Repair the air. Indoor heating and air conditioning can dry out the air and the eyes. Outdoor cold and wind can be drying too, while pollution and allergies can cause irritation. In addition to lubricating eye drops, air purifiers and humidifiers are our friends, says Dr. Akpek. And finally, don't forget to see an eye specialist for a checkup. Not all eye problems are noticeable, but all are best treated when found early. For most people, unless there are noticeable problems, the AAO recommends a baseline exam by an ophthalmologist at age 40, and then follow-ups is recommended by the doctor, says Dr. Grover. For more information on how to protect and care for your eyes, visit the AAO's patient website, iSmart.org. The World of Medicine. Craving caffeine? Try decaf. If you love your coffee but worry about consuming too much caffeine, you will be reassured to know that research indicates that regular coffee is a low-risk stimulant. It might even offer some protection against type 2 diabetes and Parkinson's disease. But it can also cause heartburn, jitters, or insomnia. If you are trying to quit or cut back on caffeine, try decaf. An Australian study shows that drinking decaffeinated coffee can alleviate withdrawal symptoms such as headaches, fatigue, and irritability. This surprising result probably tapped into the placebo effect. Even when people knew they were drinking decaf, it looked, smelled, and tasted like the real thing, which they associated with feeling alert and well. The price of procrastination. More than just a lazy habit, procrastination can be bad for your health, suggests a study of more than 3,500 students in Sweden. Over 9 months, those who habitually delayed important tasks experienced more anxiety and depression, poor sleep, and pain in the neck, shoulders, and back. Fortunately, cognitive behavioral therapy, either in person or through books and help the website, can help. Strategy includes learning to break down big goals into smaller ones and managing distractions, for example, turning off your smartphone until you've finished a task. The upside of commuting. People who work from home know the rub. For all that it costs in time and money, commuting to and from a job provides an opportunity to disengage from work before jumping into the responsibilities of home life. This in-between time can help prevent burnout, according to a report in the Organizational Psychological Review. Obviously, this works best if you can take public transit or opt for an easy drive instead of a busy road. And if you use the time well, perhaps to do something fun and relaxing, such as listening to music. Chronic pain and antidepressants. For more than two decades, doctors have been prescribing depression medications for ongoing pain, which is notoriously hard to treat. In fact, data from a cross-section of countries, the U.S., Canada, Taiwan, and the U.K., shows that among seniors, antidepressants are used for pain more often than for depression. Most of these prescriptions are off-label, meaning they are not officially approved for this purpose, and this treatment isn't as strange as it sounds. Antidepressants affect neurotransmitters, including those that send pain signals to the brain. A new BMJ review synthesized 156 trials involving about 25,000 participants to get an overview of what we learned about the treating chronic pain with antidepressants. Although tricyclics are the most commonly used antidepressant drug class for pain, it's clear if they really help. It's unclear if they really help. But the review did find evidence that SNRI, serotonin and norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors, antidepressants can help relieve people with fibromyalgia, nerve pain, postoperative pain, and chronic back pain. Purple power. For an extra boost of good health, reach for vegetables that are red or purple. Radishes, purple onions, purple potatoes and red cabbages, purple carrots, eggplants, purple cauliflowers, and red onions all contain anthocyanins, a type of antioxidant that can help lower blood pressure and may slow cancer growth. A new study reviewed from Finland says these veggies also the risk of type 2 diabetes by affecting energy metabolism, gut microbiota, tiny organisms including bacteria, and inflammation. Red dish fruits such as blueberries, strawberries, and blackberries contain anthocyanins too, but the research shows that the kind found in vegetables are particularly powerful.